am the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you. Good evening, children of the Dean. It may not be evening where you are, but it's always evening in the universe of the Dean. This is the first episode of the Dean Show, where I will give Dean's thoughts on the wrestling, do-do-do-do-do, and perhaps go a little bit off topic, because I am the Dean, I can do what I want, and explain why I am superior to you. Please enjoy the show as I talk about the things and the stuff. Well, let's get underway with the show then. First interesting thing in wrestling to talk about is, of course, the fact that WrestleMania, the WrestleMania, is upcoming on the wrestling calendar. Very important point to mention is that The Undertaker's streak is going to be on the line. Now, the whole HBK versus JBL thing is going on. Winner of that match on Raw is going to take on The Undertaker to see if they can make it 16-1 at the WrestleMania. Well, the Dean has a problem with this. You see, if this is the 25th anniversary of WrestleMania, you would think there'd be like a huge battle royal of people wanting to get this spot to defeat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Personally, I would book the Brian Kendrick to get that spot. Now, initially, I had wanted everyone's favourite Colin Delaney to get it, but he's back where he belongs in Jakara. So, because obviously there'll be a huge push that comes with getting that, you know, that thing, but what can you do? It's quite obvious they're going to push someone who's already a big star and try to make them a bigger star and waste that possibility. Either that, or the other option is never letting Undertaker lose at WrestleMania ever. We'll see how they go with that one. A few other interesting things, though, I want to talk about. One thing is the whole Edge thing that's going on right now. Obviously, best thing in WWE at the moment is Edge, and being in that Elimination Chamber, you know, that was pretty awesome. Getting beaten in the first chamber really quickly, and I was really upset with that. And then second chamber taking out Kofi. I think that's pretty much the best thing that's happened recently in the wrestling. And of course, that was no way out, and that leads up to the road to WrestleMania and what role Edge will play there. Obviously, he won't be in Money in the Bank then. He'll be in defending the title. Who against? Seemingly Cena. Now, we already saw Edge versus Cena at least a trillion times before. And I really hate Cena and want him to die. Nevertheless, they're going to put him in that match with Edge anyway. There's not much that even the Dean can do about that. My dear minions. But what that does do is set up a spot of fantasy booking. Here is what I would do. Well, what I would have done initially with Delaney. You have this guy continuing the gimmick he had, always losing, you know, never winning. Maybe doing a little bit more each time, improving what he's doing, and then goes in against The Undertaker, has a really, really long, really, really good match, and wins. Clean, okay? Hitting a move, whatever they give him as his finisher, hit that clean to defeat The Undertaker. Taker retires, never to be seen again. Delaney is considered awesome by everyone, everywhere. Never quite as awesome as The Dean, of course. That's not the point. I'm not really sure if there's really anything else in. I mean, I certainly don't watch TNA, and so that only leaves WWE. What else is there worth talking about? Because, you know, what else is worthy of the time of the Dean to discuss? I suppose I should really discuss the whole Randy Orton incident. So we'll discuss that very quickly. But basically, it's fairly obvious, Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble guarantees him a title shot. most likely he's going to go after Triple H, and that was evident from last week's Raw, and we saw why that was going to happen. That does not necessarily mean that I want him to, the Dean does not want that at all, but it's probably going to happen. In fact, I would rather these guys like Triple H, John Cena, just cut them out of Mania, okay? Put in guys like Kendrick and Morrison, Mike Quackenbush, that'd be awesome. And now it's time for another spot of fantasy booking before we continue with Orton. WrestleMania main event, booked to last an hour. Okay, 25th anniversary show, four special wrestlers only in for this one match. Fatal 4-way, elimination style, Lucha Rules match with the Swiss Powerhouse, Double C, Claudio Castagnoli. Hey! The 22-time ICW, ICWA, Texarkana Television Champion, Sweet and Sour, Larry Sweeney, 12 large brother. Ain't no doubt about it. Third corner is, of course, the leader of the Order of the Neo Solar Temple, the nefarious insect himself, Ultra Mantis Black. And in the last corner is, of course, my favorite wrestler of the ever, Lightning Mike Quackenbush. How much awesomeness would that be right there? That would be like a million awesomeness. Even that would be almost too awesome for even the Dean to handle. But back to the Randy Orton thing we were discussing just moments ago. Basically, Randy Orton is okay. I don't care for him too much, to be honest. I do enjoy the kind of legacy thing they've got going on. What I wanted to happen was a dueling legacies with Orton going against with Orton and his Rhodes and DiBiase, priceless kind of lookalike people going against the rejects. What is it? The Juice? What was he like? Sim Snooker or something of that nature? And Manu. But I guess we're not going to get that. Those guys will probably be future endeavor. WWE is concerned in the release of Juice and Manu. WWE wishes them all the best in their future endeavors. WWE does not actually care about Juice and Manu. Oh well, what can you do? Okay, so the next thing that I think is worthy of the time of the Dean on the Dean Show. The Dean Show. That was a jingle, okay? You know what? Let's set up the jingle. You ready? This is the jingle to set up the jingle. And now I've forgotten what the jingle was that I wanted to set up. It doesn't matter. Back to the point. One of the most interesting storylines in LWWA at El Momento, Este Momento, is, of course, Tommy Dreamer. Everyone will disagree. That's not the point. I am the Dean. And so, you're wrong. Tommy Dreamer is the most interesting storyline because Tommy Dreamer is awesome. Okay, so he's a washed-up has-been. He's getting fat and slow and can't really do anything and no one cares about him and everyone doesn't mind if he retires. I like him anyway, and I am the Dean. So that means that he should stay. Now, I was hoping he would go on a kind of crazy winning streak with all the hardcore kind of do that, maybe some flaming tables in there, some barry bats. Then I realized that not only is that kind of garbage wrestling, but it's not going to happen. Most likely he's going to get beat up by everyone every week and then just retire and he's come to terms in the release of Tommy Dreamer, and no one actually will mind that he's gone at all apart from El Me. Nevertheless, I still think Tommy Dreamer is awesome. If you don't, you're wrong. Which you should have expected, being inferior to the Dean. And I suppose while I'm on the subject of ECW, a couple of other things to mention there, then I just watched it. Christian is back. Now, this is what I'd wanted. Fantasy booking at WrestleMania. Edge and Christian versus Los Hardy Boys. I mean, why did that not happen? Maybe mix it up, Fatal 4-Way or something, but come on. I mean, what is going on here? Why is Christian, like, on ECW? Because, to be honest, it is, like, Velocity CW. No one actually cares about ECW at this point. Waste of time. Complete waste of time. Christian is being wasted. I mean, they're like, well, let's put Christian on ECW, we can increase the ratings. You know what? No one is going to watch this show ever, okay? You have, like, Triple H on there, it goes up by, like, a 0.1, okay? It doesn't matter. No one is going to watch this show because it is a free internet show. It is Heat. Or Velocity, alternatively. Because another point about the ECW is something that I'm really enjoying. This guy, Tyson Kidd, he debuted, watched his match, like, yeah, last week's match was like, you know what, that kind of sucked. This week, though, I watched more closely, I really enjoyed it, I really enjoyed what he was doing. It was a short match, but I thought he proved that he could wrestle, he was pretty good, and I liked it, so, good one to Tyson Kidd. Of course, he's not worthy of receiving more than those 10 seconds of time on the show of The Dean. The Dean Show. So we'll move on. Once again, coming up is, of course, WrestleMania. I'm all over the place, but I am the Dean, so I can do that. One reason I'm going to order WrestleMania is before the theme tune, Shoot to Thrill, from Back in Black, by AC/DC. And that's live performance of that. They're one of my favourite bands, next to Trapdoor. And so that will be completely awesome for me, and I really, really want to see that. Now, on a little bit of off-topic, because, you know, there's only so much you can say about WWE without getting bored, AC/DC are completely awesome. I'm somewhat developing a sort of obsession with them at the moment. I've always liked You Shook Me All Night Long, so I thought, you know what, I was out on Halloween, dressed as the Satan, of course, best devil outfit ever, bar none. I was smiting everyone and destroying dogs and all sorts of things. And a pitchfork and crazy horns on the hair. I was just awesome. You can't even understand how much more awesome that was, even than the Dean usually is. This was like excessive awesomeness, but that's not the point. Moving on. Yeah, so whilst I was out, I thought, let's buy Back in Black. Bought it. Okay. Awesomeness. Bought Black Ice next. Since then, I'm up to 7 albums, 2 t-shirts, and a poster in about 4 months. If you want me to list my albums real quick, Back in Black, Black Ice, then I got Highway to Hell and Power Ridge, and then I picked up High Voltage and Ball Breaker, and then just yesterday there, for those about to rock, we salute you. Fire! While we're in the off-topic portion of the show, I would just like to talk about some things and stuff. Fallout Trace. Got this game, ever heard of it? Fallout Trace. You're playing the game, you know, running around. Basically, it's this game, if you don't know, I'm sure you do. It's this game where you're like a person, and you run around killing entire cities with a baseball bat. And some mutants as well. Well, at least that's what I did. So I bought this content, Operation Anchorage. I was like, wow, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be additional content. It was not pleasing for the Dean, because it cost me like £8.50 in the pounds there, £8 in the 50 pence, for like less than an hour of gameplay. No estoy contento avec that. Meh, what can you do? Okay. Back to the wrestling then, since that's the purpose of the show, okay, the Dean Show. You know what, I'm going to take a little bit of time to thank everyone who has helped me with the Dean Show before we continue with the wrestling. Putting it off. First of all, Ross Boswell helped me. He was the one who told me to set up the show in the first place. He's going to sort out the uploading and the things for me, on advertising and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to call him Robo, okay? I'm going to go with that. Ross Boswell, Robo, see how that works, okay? Robo is going to do that for me. We've also got Logic Honor. He's a friend of mine. He's going to be helping me to kind of add in jingles and stuff. So there should be some jingles in the finished product with this, hopefully, if we get that done. Do some technical things there in the production. He's going to be my production manager. Robo's going to be my feeds manager, okay? That's what it's staying like that. Additionally, we have my manservant, Thaddeus Penguin. He basically turns on the computer, presses record, puts a little cushion on my chair, gets me some water. Because, you know, I am the Dean. I'm living here in the temple of the dean, and all I really have to do is actually talk into this microphone here, which he will adjust if necessary to make sure that we're getting optimal sound. So if anything's wrong, you're blaming him and not me. Of course, you can blame the dean, but I will smite you. Please me or be smitten by a kitten wearing mittens. Maybe not. You will still be smitten, though. I wasn't joking about that part. Only the cat there with the mitten. Okay, anyway. Back to some wrestling. What is important in wrestling that I can talk about? Well, we've kind of covered ECW. We've covered the main things on Raw. I mean, there's also the, kind of Shawn Michaels just got his freedom, blah blah blah. I don't really care. The match wasn't all that good, and JBL doesn't do enough kind of technical wrestling for my liking. So, maybe we've got SmackDown, I suppose. We mentioned The Undertaker. Really, what else happens on SmackDown? Very, very little happens on SmackDown. In fact, SmackDown kind of sucks. Of course, the Brian Kendrick is on SmackDown. That's the reason that it's good. You know what? I just thought of something. The Miz and John Morrison. John Morrison's hair almost as awesome as mine. Taking on Carlito and Primo like they've been doing every week for the last 30 years, almost, it seems. Or, well, last month, anyway. Taking those guys on in a match. Okay, Miz and Morrison win both tag titles. Because we really don't need two sets of tag team champions on the same show. Of course, Miz and Morrison are on every show, but that's not the point. They're also on ECW. Because if you didn't know, every show is actually just Raw and SmackDown. When they say every show will have an elimination chamber, ECW is actually not a show, evidently. Yeah, ECW kind of sucks. So let's talk about something that's actually good. Let's talk about the greatest wrestling promotion in the world, the one that is pleasing to the Dean. Let's talk about Chikara. Yeah. So I ordered Revolution X today. Chikara's first ever ladder match. Gonna be awesome. But that's not what I'm going to talk about right now. I'm going to talk about the most recent Chikara DVDs I did purchase, which were from the late November shows, Cybernetico Begins, and then also from the December shows, Face with a View. Of course, a good thing about Revolution X when it arrives, Los Ice Creams are on it. Those guys are like my favorite tag team. If you don't know them, let me explain a little bit to you. They're guys who are dressed up with like ice cream cones on their head and chin and stuff like this. They're called Los Ice Creams. They cry. They nip each other, on the butt, and they like they slam you on the sprinkles occasionally. They had a really good match with the Olsen Twins a while back, quite a while ago now. I think it might be on the Best of Chikara DVD. Yeah, that is very pleasing to the Dean. So Los Ice Creams are hilarious. They're always funny with their antics, and they're awesome. So that's a reason, as well as the ladder match for the Young Lions Cup, for getting the Revolution X. Okay, I'm not going to talk too much about Cybernetico Begins because it's actually quite a bit in the past now, but I will plug Face with a View. Okay, so I'll get to that in just a moment. Real quick, the best things from Face with a View. Mike Quackenbush defending his NWA Junior Heavyweight Championship against Superstar Buck Hawk is on there. That's a pretty nice match. Buck gets slapped by all the fans, gotta love it. A nice trios match main event. The Unstable taking on The Future Is Now. Pretty good match. And here's a match I really wanted to talk about. Because nobody demanded it. Oh yeah, baby. It was the Super Fun Times, over the top rope elimination style, no holds barred, masked dudes welcome, battle royal of doom and honor. Lots of awesome guys in there I've never seen before. US Ape, for instance, guy in an ape suit. Dragon, a guy in a dragon suit. Or actually, he was a real dragon and a real ape also. Darkness Crabtree was like the old man, he can barely walk, so there's just some great stuff in there. Highly recommended. It was the Super Fun Times match of the ever. And upcoming shows, or possibly might be over already, I'm not this weekend, but when you're listening, it might be over. Chikara is having a show, best show name ever. It goes something like this: if the airplane gets snowed in, put your bloody skis on and get going. Okay, that is quite possibly the best name for a show ever. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So not going to be a particularly long show today. That's pretty much all I want to talk about in El Mundo del Wrestling. wrestling. But yeah, couple plugs I do want to put out. Smart Wrestling Fan, gotta watch that. It's over at smartwrestlingfan.com is the show. Pretty good show, check it out. And something that I would have plugged, but it's a show that I used to be involved with. I used to do my Dean's Thoughts on the Wrestling on there. I was a big fan of that show. It was called No Gimmicks Needed. It's kind of gone away now, so I just thought I'd give it a mention. If it ever comes back, I'll plug it again. But it's kind of gone for the moment. So yeah, Smart Wrestling Fan, check that out. And check out the Jakara Podcast to Google. There's my two plugs that I want to put in for those. I mentioned my friend Logic Connor, who's doing this. You want to check out his website, perhaps? At connor-robinson.co.uk, I believe, is the URL. If that doesn't work, go to c-13.co.uk, and that'll definitely work. And if it doesn't, I will smite everyone! Because I am the Dean. I'm recording this a little bit after I've watched SmackDown already, but before I hadn't, so this is on the next day. A few things I wanted to say about SmackDown. Okay, first of all, Jeff Hardy, I thought he'd lost the face paint, bringing back the face paint, and he looks pretty ridiculous. Yeah, seriously, Jeff, lose the face paint. I mean, why are they pushing this guy? Matt is a far better wrestler. Matt should be, like, world champion or something. Okay, so not ECW, that doesn't count. Undertaker. Vladimir Kozlov is going to be going for that streak as well, it would seem. I mean, this guy can't beat him. He's new. That's a bad idea. Bad idea. Okay. Okay, I suppose they could not let him lose this year, since it's a bit obvious, and then leave it to next year. But 25th anniversary to me makes, like, why make him lose any other year? That doesn't even make any sense. Darn it. Well, we'll see how that goes. Okay, so we've also got very interesting thing to talk about on the show, Colt Cabana. I was like, wow, this guy's still on the show. This is Scotty Goldman here, Colt Cabana. Loving it. Squashed by Umaga. This did not please the Dean. This was not something that was worthy of the Dean. They should have let Colt Cabana beat Umaga. I would have enjoyed that. My enjoyment would have been more. Okay. The next thing is Triple H. I mean, seriously. He's like, you hurt my wife. I can't do good facial expressions on really, really bad facial expressions. It's laughable. I thought he was divorced from Stephanie Kayfabe, of course, but, you know, he was divorced. They're just going to forget that. They're going to forget, you know, even though they have, like, 10 DX reunions per year, they're just going to forget the whole DX thing as well. Triple H is like, you hurt my father-in-law. I didn't fight him in a Hell in a Cell match. I didn't break his machine. I didn't try to make him retire. I didn't do any of this thing, you know, give him a mental breakdown or anything. None of this ever happened. What? DX? What? What? Where? Never heard of it. Silliness. Of course, the best thing, the absolute best thing, on the SmackDown was the date. Miz and Morrison. Looks like they are getting the titles, like I predicted. I was right about that, the unification, so that's good. But what's really silly, the date was awesome. Morrison was sitting in a restaurant with a jacket, no shirt, showing everyone his abs. Miz offered a toast, and Morrison was like, absolutely. And showing everyone his abs, and he's like, hey, I'm hot. And he just kept, he would say, like, waiter, you give me butter? What are you, stupid? Give me butter? You think I got these abs from eating butter? Like these fatties over there? John Morrison is awesome. Though Carlito and Primo were the cooks. I don't even know how they got into that. They didn't explain that, but it was pretty cool. I thought I saw it coming, these desserts, into the face of Miz and Morrison. I was sure that was going to happen. It didn't happen. But the Bellas got it instead. I mean, I thought the whole point was that they were going to... The Miz and Morrison were acting like jerks, and then they were going to go back to the Bellas were going to go back to Carlito and Primo, but that didn't happen because for some reason the desserts got thrown in the Bellas, so I don't really know what's going to happen there. So it's going to be cool with Miz and Morrison coming out with the girls and both tag titles and the Slammies. These guys are awesome. Now, final segment on the show. It is time for the Dean's Word of the Week. This week's Word of the Week: scum. I.e., you, because you're inferior to the Dean in all of my awesomeness. Okay, I'm gonna go out with a song. with a song, and then I'll get Thaddeus to send this to Logic Hunter. So I'm gonna, I think I'm gonna go out with a trapdoor song, maybe. That's usually acceptable, and we're allowed to use those. Or in fact, you know, I'm gonna go for Wiggly Fred and the Cabbage Goo Goo. They're single center of the solution. Thaddeus Penguin, either you or your manservant Falafel, Gerbil or whatever he's called, make this happen. Put center of the solution onto the end of this podcast. Because obviously I'm not going to do it, because doing things like that is not an important enough task for someone of my superiority, as I am the Dean. And with that, I bid you farewell, and you will return and listen to the next episode, or I will smite you! And now time for a message from our sponsor. I got this from a leaflet I found. Don't smoke, kids. Smoking is bad. Those cigarettes? Where there is a fire at one end, and a fool at the other. That's all it said, don't smoke. I don't know, take as much heroin as you want or something? I don't know. No, seriously, kids, don't do drugs. Okay, yeah, Thaddeus, put on center of the solution, please. Cabbage-a-go-go. Hit it.